before last, it was the solar eclipse. I heard Brian Roy share his stories about being in Nashville and taking it all in. It was a breathtaking description about the wonder and the gift of an opportunity to observe the power of nature doing what it does. But now, this week, it is Harvey. Hurricane, tropical storm, devastating Harvey. We have all had the wind knocked out of us with the descriptions about the horror and destruction of the power of nature doing what it does. The week before last, I walked up the stairs of the farmhouse at Circle Camp, and I felt like I was hit by a brick of hot air when I walked into our bedroom. I leaned under the eaves to make my bed, and there were not joyful thoughts about how it would be sleeping in those confines that night. A few hours later, the wind started picking up, and the thunder began to boom, and the rain came down. And then shortly after crawling into bed, the cooler air was filling the room, and it felt good to have a sheet to be able to pull over me. Change, transition, evolution, transformation, decay, birth, death, creation. Things shift, things change. We soar with joy in times of wonder. We grovel and weep in times of despair. We are held in an embrace that means so much, and it feels like it passes like this, a flash in the night. And then we have broken hearts, and it feels like time stops and there is no movement towards something less painful and harsh. All this happens. We have felt it. We are feeling it. For the church, these experiences are not chaotic unknowns that come crashing at us with no foundation or core with which to respond or react. For the church, there is trust that God is always present, offering us a way of being that is of hope and love in the very real difficulties and uncertainties of life. We are not the ancient people who had no idea that there was such a thing as a solar eclipse and no ability to anticipate one would come and go, but who suddenly had an experience of the sun disappearing at midday with no idea why that was happening or what that meant. What a panic that would create. What angst about what was going to happen. It had to be terrifying. Everything they had known and experienced about the pattern of the day and the sun shifted with no warning, no explanation, no understanding. How different that is from the vast amount of education, warning, anticipation, marketing we had of the eclipse. Knowing what the eclipse was and when it would happen and what would happen made for a totally different kind of experience when it actually occurred. So it is, or can be, for the church. We have a sacred story, our sacred story, that declares the presence and power of holy love that creates and renews and stays close in the reality of life's pains and blessings. We have the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus that declares that the powers and principalities can flex their muscles and cause real pain, but that God's love cannot be stopped. We have the ongoing ministry and witness of the church through the years that declares that the risen Christ is actively enabling communities of hope to be light and peace and change in the world. We anticipate that there are cycles and patterns in life, that there is birth and there is death. There are times of growth and times of rest. There are times of light and times of dark. Transition and change are to be expected. The only thing permanent is the unconditional love and presence of God. Over these past weeks, we have heard the poetry and songs of our ancestors in faith that are collected in the Psalms. We have sampled just a scattering of these writings, but even in this small study, we have heard how people have spoken to God, leaned on God, challenged God, engaged God, thanked God, critiqued God, celebrated God. We have heard cries from the depths of despair and the heights of joy. How long, O God, the psalmist cries out. God is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. God's steadfast love endures forever. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, let every living creature praise God. In the Psalms, there is recognition that God is present in every part of life, and that there is the opportunity to let that matter to us. To open our hearts to the holy presence and holy way of bringing life from death, of hope sprouting through the ruins, of love overcoming hate. To let this truth shape our responses to the very real circumstances of life, that we can be a people of hope, not Pollyannas denying that there's anything hard, but a people of hope who trust in the ongoing, transforming love of God that is active and cannot, will not be stopped. We gather this morning of Labor Day weekend, a time of transition. The school year begun, the last Sunday before church school resumes here. The morning air much crisper, signaling a change of seasons. Transition and change are underway, as they always are. We gather and are reminded of God's presence in all that is becoming, and of God's life-giving, life-changing invitation to us to join our labor, our lives, our hands, our hearts, our words, our spending, our time with the Holy One, creating a future of love. So may it be. Amen.